got a great idea. Wouldn't you like to know?
This is our December open line, the last open line for 2013. And for the next half hour, we are looking forward to hearing your suggestions for issues and guests that you would like to hear on this program. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, December 27th. So what topics do you want covered as we start the new year next week and beyond? What do you think are some of the most important issues to be focused on? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send your suggestion to talk@WPR.org. You can also post it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet it at Joy Cardine Show. We usually open up the lines once a month to hear your suggestions and your feedback. We are only doing a half-hour open line during this hour, as we are going to be welcoming in former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson after 7:30. Governor Thompson is involved in the starting of a new advocacy group that will be lobbying Washington on behalf of Wisconsin and the rest of the Midwest, trying to get some issues that are important to the Midwest paid attention to in Washington. So we'll hear from Governor Thompson about that effort coming up after 7:30. But we will spend the next 20 minutes or so taking your suggestions for guests, for topics, for issues, things that you would like to hear discussed on the Joy Cardine Show as we start a new year. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Here's an interesting suggestion from Frank on Facebook. He wants us to do a program defining the culture of up north. He writes, "When people say, 'I'm going up north,' what's all implied with that statement?" Well, I think what it means is anywhere north of where someone lives, Frank, but I think the technical definition of up north is north of Highway 29, if I'm not mistaken, that's up north, really up north, north of Highway 29. However, I like this idea a lot. What do people in the southern part of the state think about the northern half and vice versa? That's interesting. Do you think that there is a different mindset or a different culture if you live up north or if you live down south in Wisconsin? That's an interesting idea. We'll see if we can do something with that. And we have some callers, so let's go to John in Madison. Hi, John. What would you like to recommend?
I would like to hear an update on what's going on with this NSA surveillance. A Judge Leon, federal judge, said it clearly violated the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution as an unreasonable search. And the President's own commission came out with 20-plus recommendations regarding the way it should be stepped down. And we still don't have any information about whether each and every one of us is getting a dossier compiled or whether they set the algorithm dogs loose on us if certain things are triggered and how much they share with the police, industry, the DEA. There's Operation Keystroke. In other words, we still don't know anything about this, and the public doesn't know what has happened recently about this, which is what I'm really concerned about.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good idea, John. We meant to talk a little bit about that in our Week in Review last week and didn't get around to it, unfortunately. But we will talk about the latest developments with the NSA. So thank you very much for that suggestion. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page during this December open line, our last open line for 2013. Steve in Milton is with us now. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. I'm calling about the use of, there's a recent article about debtors' prisons and how it'd be great to have a speaker on to talk about the use of jailing people for unpaid fines and how that impacts people in the state of Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you very much for that idea. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We did a little bit of setting ahead for the beginning of next week, especially with the holidays going on. We thought that that would be wise. Kind of hard to get hold of people sometimes during holiday weeks, and with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day next week, we thought we would get some programs already in place. And here's what we have coming up. We do on Monday from 6 until 7 in the morning, we're going to talk about winter cocktails and New Year's Eve cocktails. So that's, we'll talk maybe a little bit about, Tom and Jerry's and Old Fashions and other cocktails that we like to enjoy for special occasions and for the holidays and for that matter, just something warm, a warm cocktail to have in winter time. Hot toddies, anybody? Then we do have a special year-ender with our State Capitol report on Monday. Pretty sure that we have Sean Johnson ready to take a look back at the most important news stories of the year when it comes to state government, and we'll take a look ahead to the 2014 election year on our State Capitol report on Monday. And we will be doing some year-in-reviews with a political scientist on Tuesday from 7 until 8. We'll take a look at the most important national political news stories of the year and a preview of 2014. That's on Tuesday from 7 until 8. And we have others I'll share as we go along. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Scott in Wisconsin Rapids is with us now. Hello, Scott.
Hello, thank you. My comment would be to give more stories on investigative journalism, or it seems to appear to be the lack of investigative journalism. Like, you don't see it as much anymore, and today with the rhetoric with the politics, you need something to filter through all that. And I think in most newspapers, you get Wisconsin State Journal and a few others that maybe do some of it, but most of them seem just to regurgitate AP stories and don't do any investigative journalism on their own.
All right, good. Thank you for that suggestion. We do from time to time on this show and Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll talk with journalists from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. So there is that, and they also have news reports that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but I think you're right that it's not maybe as prevalent as it used to be, but there is the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, and I hope you will hear from journalists from that center on this show in 2014 as well. Daryl in Couderay is with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, Happy New Year, Joy.
Happy New Year.
I have a request to have a program on Ishmael. It's a book written by Daniel Quinn, actually a series of three books. Ishmael is the first, My Ishmael is the second, and The Story of B is the third. And they're books you'd read to your children.
So what would we do on the air as a talk show about those, Daryl?
Well, you talk about the books, hopefully with Mr. Quinn, and discuss reality as we know it and as it has been in the past, because that's what the book is about. Wonderful book.
All right, thank you. Yes, I know that many people have mentioned that book on the air in the past. Thank you very much. What about you? What issue would you like discussed on this program as we start a new year? Maybe there's an issue that's been overlooked. Maybe there's a topic that really interests you that you would like to hear a discussion on. Maybe there is a newer book that's out that you would like to hear the author on the air. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is our December open line, the last open line for 2013. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've got a great idea. wouldn't you like to know?
So do you have a great idea of an issue or an idea that you would like to hear discussed on The Joy Cardine Show? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What topics, what issues, what guests do you want to hear as we start the new year next week? Our next caller is Sandy in Poinette. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Joy. I was wondering if you wouldn't consider a show about food allergies and then maybe specifically how local schools are dealing with food allergies.
That sounds interesting. Do you have a child with a food allergy?
Yes. My daughter is severely allergic to peanuts and tree nuts, and it's something that I think about often now as she's getting ready to go into primary school is, how is the school going to deal with this, and how am I going to be able to keep her safe?
Oh, yeah. Well, so do you don't know, then, whether the school will do some special accommodations for her?
Right. I'll have a lot of research to do. So if you could do some for me, that'd be great.
We will certainly look into that. Thanks very much. We've done some things on food allergies, but not really specifically focusing in on what schools do in particular. I think that's a very interesting program. Thank you. Karen in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Karen.
Good morning, Joy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm in healthcare, and I see more and more people my age looking for options for their elderly parents. And there's so much confusion between what is a CBRF, what care is provided in a nursing home and what's covered, what's assisted living, and how are they staffed. I think it'd be a really good idea to have somebody on to discuss the different options and the different types of care provided in each setting.
That's a great idea, too, Karen. I know we've done a few things about caring for elderly parents, but not necessarily an umbrella show that's just sort of talking about the different options out there for the adult children of aging parents. Thank you very much for the suggestion. Do you happen off the top of your head? Do you have a resource in mind?
No, I know Aid Association, or not Aid Association, the ARP. You know, ARP
yes.
has good resources. Their website is absolutely wonderful. But I see so many people confused about, you know, how is this assisted living staffed? And you know, they call everybody a nurse, and they're not trained staff, and then they're disappointed with the care that's being provided at a very, very high cost. So,
thank you very much for the suggestion. AARP certainly could be a place to go. Linda in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Linda.
Well, hi, Joy. I have an idea about talking about the process of publishing a book. You guys do such a great job in interviewing authors and having them speak about the content of their book, but I'm always asking myself, well, how did they go about getting the book published?
Are you interested in publishing a work, Linda?
Yeah, someday I will, but I'm always interested. How and what problems do you go through to get to that end result?
I think that's a great idea. Somebody mentioned that before, and we were looking into doing a show, and then somehow it just fell through the cracks, and it never happened this year. So we'll try to make it happen this coming month.
And, Joy, if you could get it on between 6 and 7, that would be great.
Okay. That's when you're listening. All right. We'll
that's
try.
When I'm listening.
That would be a good time for a show like this. That's when we sometimes, our 6 to 7 hour is a little bit more advicey, and so this falls in that category too. How to get a book published. Good idea, Linda. Thank you. Bill, make a note of that. Bill's making a note of that. Marlon in Stitzer. I'm not sure where Stitzer is, Marlon, but you're on the air.
It's over. Good morning, Joy.
Morning. Where is Stitzer?
In the southwestern part of the state.
Okay.
Platteville, 20 miles from Platteville.
All right. I know where it is then.
Okay.
What would you like to hear?
I don't know if this is along the forte of your program, but I'd like to hear something on how history repeats itself. Someone who is knowledgeable, well-versed in the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, and how or are we, as the United States, following in the same footsteps?
Interesting. You know, it was some years ago, I thought that former presidential candidate Pat Buchanan wrote a book something like that, and we did talk to him, but it was about the decline or the potential decline of Western civilization today. Thank you, Marlon. Maybe we can look to see if there's something new on that, or maybe we could ask Pat Buchanan to come back. What would you like to hear on this show? We have 5 more minutes left in this last open line for 2013. We're looking for your suggestions for issues and guests that you would like to hear on this program. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are keeping track of your suggestions. And we will try to do as many as we can as we start 2014. We do have some shows set ahead, including we're going to have a special end-of-the-year edition of Mondays with Mike this coming Monday from 8 until 9. Usually Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, joins us on the first Monday of the month. But with the holidays and vacations, I'm going to be on vacation on the first Monday of the month. So we thought, well, let's ask Mike to come a little bit earlier this time around. And we will have a year-end edition of Mondays with Mike with WPR director Mike Crane on this coming Monday, December the 30th, from 8 until 9. So we will have him answer your questions about Wisconsin Public Radio programming and operations. And we'll welcome your New Year's wishes for Wisconsin Public Radio, what you want from Wisconsin Public Radio in 2014. That's Mondays with Mike this coming Monday at 8. Michael in Cadott is with us. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Joe. I love your show. I was just wondering if we could do a show, or you could do a show, on Wisconsin sex offenders registry laws, with all the 17 and 18-year-old young men and women who are currently on the registry status for having sex with their high school sweethearts, and I guess some of my new crimes that are they carry with them for life. I wonder if we should revisit that.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. Dave in Madison is with us. Hello, Dave.
Hi. Say, I would like you to have a guest on that could discuss the economic applications or economic implications, I should say, of Wisconsin going the same route as Washington State and Colorado legalizing marijuana and industrial hemp.
All right. Sounds interesting. We've had some bills in our state legislature to do things somewhat along those lines, and we'll see if there's something in the hopper for 2014. And even if there's not, maybe we can do a big question on whether or not that should happen in this state. That would be a good big question, I think. A lot of people would be interested in that. Chuck in Eau Claire is with us. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What would you like to recommend?
I would like to recommend a show on legal immigration, not illegal immigration, but legal immigration and the actual process that people have to go through to get into this country, so everyone could understand how hard it is for people to get here legally.
All right, good. Thank you very much. Good ideas. Do you have an idea in the next couple of minutes for this last open line for 2013, our December open line? After we check news, we will, we hope, hear from former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. So a couple more minutes at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But hurry up if you want to get on air. Bonnie in Shell Lake is with us. Hi, Bonnie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to ask if you would interview a Native American healer from northern Wisconsin. His name is Russell Four Eagles Swanger. He is, again, a Native American healer. My husband went to him when he had cancer, and my husband was taking some different birch bark fungus and actually shrinking his tumors. Russell, he does practice in the area, and he also goes all over the country. He's done a bunch of movie stars. I know he's done Billy Bob Thornton. Very interesting man.
Yeah, what is his name again?
Russell Four Eagles Swanger.
Well, if he's interested in talking, maybe we could do that. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Appreciate that suggestion. Let's try one more as we're getting very short on time. Less than a minute, Ruth, what would you like to suggest?
Well, I would like to suggest that since Minnesota has very similar demographics to Wisconsin and has like a large major city, and we have Milwaukee, a large major city, and yet they incarcerate one-third of the people that Wisconsin incarcerates. And I think we're wasting a lot of money incarcerating people who shouldn't be in prison. And I would love to have someone from Minnesota, from their correctional system, discuss the differences between Wisconsin and Minnesota's correctional system.
Thank you very much, Ruth. Some great ideas as we close out 2013 and look ahead for 2014. You can continue to send your suggestions for guests or topics or books or issues to talk@WPR.org. You can also post them on the Joy Cardine Show, but we can't take any more on the air, at least not right now, as we're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then welcome in former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. Thanks to Bill Martins, thanks to Robin Cherry and to Christy Taylor and to Marika Suval for all of their production this past year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.